Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Miss J.
I just wanna tell the truth, man.
boy Rod X out of Atlanta, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning.
One thing's true, I don't even really deserve to know you, but I'm a witness that you did this, and I'm brand new, so I'm ready to go, and I'ma tell the world what they need to know. I slave to myself, but you let me go. I tried getting high, but it left me low. You did what they could never do. You cleaned up my soul and gave me life. I'm so brand new, and that's all that matters. I ain't love you first, but you first love me.
Come on,
in my heart I cursed you. But you set me free.
Oh.
I gave you no reason to give me new seasons, to give me new life, new breathing.
No.
But you hung there bleeding. You died for my lies and my cheating, my lust and my greed.
Lord,
what is a man that you mindful of him?
What?
And what do I have to deserve his loving?
Hey. Trying to make the moments last. Holding on to the past. What's like a
so unconditional, like it's butterflies in my stomach. I got the old me in a rear view, not a new me, got a clear view. I was so dead, I couldn't hear you. Too deep to sin to come near you. But you pull me in, you clean me up, then take me home, beam me up. Before you do, just let me tell the truth and let the folks know that I done seen your love. And it's everlasting, infinite, it goes on and on. You can't measure it, can't quench your love, it can't separate us from the love of God. There's no estimate. My face looks the same, my brain can rearrange, but I'm changed. I promise I ain't the same. Your love so deep, you suffered and took pain. You died on the cross to give me a new name. Ain't nothing like I seen before. I got a beam of glory. I was low down and dirty, but you claim me, Lord. You adopted me. You keep rocking me. I'ma tell the world and ain't nobody stopping me.
Trying to make the moment last.
I'ma tell the world, good morning. You have tuned in to Miss J in the Morning. I'm your host today, Miss J, and that was Lecrae featuring, y'all know, one of my favorite artists, Molly Music, Tell the World. I'ma tell it everywhere I go. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/Miss J Productions, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, and y'all can't shut me up. I'm going to tell the world just how grateful, how honored, how happy, how joyful I am to start my day the right way, right here with y'all on Miss J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity. Started the show off with Kiara Sear, "You Don't Know." You don't know like I know. You ever heard that saying, until you walk a mile in my shoes, please, until you put my shoes on, forget actually taking a step and walking a mile. People, don't judge a book by its cover. Most books are judged by its cover. That's how books are bought. Why do people say that? Don't judge a book by its cover when you won't buy a book unless you're attracted to its cover. Okay, I ain't going to try to get too deep in that. But basically what the idea is don't just look at me and think that you already know where I come from and what I've been to. Get to know me. Get in depth. Build a relationship with me. Ask me questions. Get some insight before you already judge me and say what you think you know, because you don't know. And right after that, one thing that most people got to know about you is the God in you. Who are you representing? Who is your God? Is your job your God? If your job is your God, and when they look at you, they see that that's a working woman, that's a working man. Is your car, your clothes, your material things your God? When they look at you, what are they talking about? How do people know you? Most of the time, how you represent yourself, people will tell you. People will tell you what they see in you. People that don't even know you, how people describe you. They say, oh, that's the lady with the car. You know, the car everybody looking at, or that's the dude with the motorcycle, or that's the girl with the hair. It's whatever you put out there. Subconsciously, sometimes we do it without even knowing it. But whatever you're putting out there, are they seeing the God in you? Do they see God in that? Do they understand that, okay, she got a bomb car, she got nice clothes, she got a nice house, he doing it big at his job, he got an awesome business, his family looks great, but do they see God in all that? Do you have something that they want, that they'll go after? Are you being a fisherman of men or a fisherman of things? Right here, Ms. J, in the morning, I'm going to go ahead and push you, probe you, encourage you, force you to OD on positivity, and I'm going to mix in a little new stuff. I'm really passionate about our youth, the next generation. They have a language all of their own. As of each generation, y'all think about it. Back in the 60s and 70s, they talked way different than the way we talk right now. Now, the fashion is kind of revolving, and everybody's trying to wear bell bottoms and bangles and big hoop earrings and afros, and we know that's already been done. Even tattoos and stuff was done way back in Egyptian time with hieroglyphics and all that stuff being painted on your body. But each generation has their own language. They have their own anointing. They have their own destiny that God has created. And this next generation that's coming out speak a language that is drenched in hip-hop culture, drenched in pop culture. And so to all of us, they consider me old, I can't believe that, but to all of us older generations, all of us that have been here a little while longer, we have to understand how to communicate with them and how to talk to them. Most of us who are parents, y'all understand, y'all kids think you don't know nothing. They know everything. You don't know nothing. It's not that they think you know nothing. You're just not speaking their language. They don't understand. You can't speak in a Natari language, and they got PSPs, Wii's, and all this stuff, and we talking about Duck Hunt on Nintendo. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You can't sit here and talk about pickup sticks and monkeys and Kinect 4, and they sitting here got touch screens and iPads and touch phones and all that type of stuff. You have to learn the language, and the same thing Jesus did when he walked the earth. When he talked to fishermen, he talked about fish. When he talked to carpenters, he talked about carpentry. You ain't going to go to the grocery store and tell the clerk about your pain that you having. You going to go to the doctor, right? So the same thing with the next generation. We want to make sure that we're reaching them, that we're talking to them, that we're speaking life into them, and that we're not shying away from them. I'm really passionate about that, and I really feel that I need to share that on the line. There are some spiritual leaders, some pastors, some youth leaders that are doing away with good, wholesome, empowering hip-hop just because the music is not what you like. And you're missing a whole generation. You're missing people who are looking for something to latch onto, looking for someone to speak to them, looking for something to grab onto that's better for their lives. If you want to help them OD on positivity and help ensure that your future is taken care of and going in the right direction, you got to get it together. But don't worry about anything. Your girl, Ms. Day, is right here, and I'm going to help you out. Y'all, I'm struggling with a little thing in my throat, but it ain't going to stop me. Y'all know how we do it right here, Ms. J, in the morning. Tell everybody to tune in. You can also listen from your phone by dialing 714-816-4743. I ain't going to worry about what I can't control. I'm going to keep it pushing. So let's get right back into some music. Here's J Moss. Guys, got it.
Yo, P. J, ready. It's the new swag, baby. Woke up this morning and I told myself, not going to worry about what I cannot.
what it is.
I ain't gonna worry about it, all I do is pray about it.
Hold up, why?
Religiosity. It's about wisdom and understanding where you are and doing the right thing at the right time. It's not being manipulative. That's something totally different. It's being realistic. You at your job and, okay, it's okay. You don't be ashamed and pray over your food, but you're sitting there, oh, Jesus, and throwing holy water on folks. They can't understand that. Most folks at your job ain't looking for that, and you wonder why people don't want to invite you to the Christmas party. I mean, you wonder why they don't acknowledge you for your birthday. You're doing too much. Then those of you who are on Facebook, and it's okay to share the word, but you're filling up people's timelines with books and novels of just sermons. Don't nobody want to read all that. I don't want to read all that. You don't get on Facebook and you're sitting here just giving encouraging words. Say something positive. That's fine. There's a time for everything. Ephesians 3 will tell there's a time for everything. There's a time to shut up sometimes. Sometimes you just need to just don't even get on Facebook. Sometimes you don't need to just hear people asking how you I'm blessed and highly favored. Before they even get the sentence out, shut up. They just want to know how you feel genuinely. Sometimes your response should be, how are you feeling? Because most of the time people are looking for you to ask them so they can outpour. And sometimes you just need to shut up and listen. A lot of times people want to talk to you and they need to vent, and you sitting here giving them your opinion. I didn't ask for your opinion. I didn't ask for your solution. I just wanted to let off a little steam. But now I don't even want to come to you no more because I'm sitting here getting the whole sermon. Your kids feel the same way. Sometimes they just want to say, Mommy, this is how I'm feeling. Daddy, this is what I believe and what I'm understanding. And I just need to let it out because I know you taught me better, but I'm having some issues right now. And if they ask you for your opinion and your help, then that's fine. And sometimes before you speak, you need to double-check yourself and say, hey, are you looking for me to give you some advice and you need some direction, or do you just need a listener? And most people will let you know. So as we go forward and we keep moving and we keep infecting the world with positivity, we want to use wisdom. We want to use wisdom on our job, while we're at school. We want to use wisdom even in our church. There's a lot of times we get in church and we feel that we need to be a certain way. Sometimes people want to see you be realistic, even your leaders. Now, as a leader, you understand there are certain things that you have to sacrifice and you have to do. You can't come in there complaining. I'm tired. You got rollers in the side of your head. You got your flip-flops on. Your boxer's halfway out of your suit pants. Your jacket ain't on and your shirt is wrinkled. You can't do that. You got to represent the right way. But you have to use wisdom. You have to be real. You have to be understanding. When Christ shows up, he does a new thing every time he shows up. He didn't come and do a new thing and it ain't nothing else new. Every time Christ shows up, who is in you, something new happens. So we're going to get away from that old mindset. We're going to break free of that old tradition that ain't working. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results is insanity, and I ain't insane. I'm telling y'all now, I got it together, and I know you do too, because you're locked right here, Miss J in the morning. We're going to get into some music, and I'm going to push y'all. I'm telling you, I'm pushing you. I'm forcing you. I'm probing you to OD on what? Positivity. We'll be right back. More music right now. Miss J in the morning. Here's your boy Ty Trippett. Everything fresh.
Thank you. Everything's fresh, man. Everything's fresh. Up with the old and with the new. Everything's fresh, man. Everything's fresh. Everything's fresh, man. Everything's fresh. Everything's fresh, man. Everything's fresh. Up with the old and with the new. Everything's fresh, man. Everything's fresh. Everything's fresh, man. Everything's fresh. Everything's fresh, man. Everything helps me. Behold, I do something new.
Everything's fresh, man. Everything's fresh. Everything's fresh, man. Everything's fresh. Everything fresh, man. Everything fresh. Everything fresh, man. Everything fresh.
Everything fresh, man. Everything fresh. Everything fresh, man. Everything fresh. Everything fresh, man. Everything fresh. Everything fresh, man. Everything fresh. Everything fresh, man. Everything fresh. Everything fresh, man. Everything fresh.
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room. Videocast and special giveaways.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Dove Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
And as hard as it seems, he said, have faith and believe. Now I know that I'm ready.
Know that I'm ready.
Things in life may hurt, but he wants us to fulfill his word. Spread his word down here on earth. I'm ready to go.
that's Markella Walker representing Little Rock, Arkansas. Little Rock got it unlocked right here, Miss J, in the morning. We're talking about the next generation. We're talking about wisdom. We're talking about doing what you know you're supposed to do. You don't go into Macy's asking them about Dillard's discounts. You don't go to Taco Bell asking for a Big Mac. You don't go to the next generation trying to tell them how it was when you was coming up. Don't nobody want to hear all that. You didn't want to hear your mama's old stories and your grandpa's old stories. They don't want to hear it either. Markella Walker, only 18 years old. Yes, 18. Still got the handle on it. Still got the teen on the end of her name, and she's doing it big worldwide. She's a part of JDKT, awesome ministry, awesome women of God. They're young. They're representing not only the next generation but the kingdom of God. Shouts out to Miss Cynthia. She's a CEO, manager, head sister in charge. One Girl Gospel Management. Make sure you log on to artist-onegirlgospelmgmt.com. They're on Facebook. They're on Twitter, on YouTube, popping up radio stations all over the globe. So make sure you support your local artists. Make sure you keep it locked right here, Ms. J, in the morning, where we force you, we encourage you, we push you, we probe you to OD on positivity. I'm your host, Ms. J, and I love to start my day off in the right way with y'all right here. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. You can also listen from your phone. So if y'all is in front of your computer and you got to go real quick and you feeling hesitant because you don't want to miss the show because it's awesome and I'm playing all the music that you like, go ahead and get on your phone, dial 714-816-4743. Again, dial 714-816-4743. You can listen live from your phone. And because of all of you who continue to support the show, who continue to call in, I'm telling you, every day when I see the numbers and they're continuing to go up, people are continuing to tune in, listening on the computer, tuning in on their phone, listening online. I am grateful. And because of all of you, we are now featured on iArtistRadio.com Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to DJ Abnormal, my East Coast family, all of you who continue to listen. Make sure you log on and download the iTunes app. You can listen 24/7, the best in R&B, the best in hip-hop, soul, neo-soul, morning inspiration. And you know your girl, Ms. J, in the morning, how we do it right here. Ms. J, in the morning, we ain't stopping. We keeping it going for ourselves, for the next generation, no matter what anyone says about us. No matter what anyone does to us, we make a choice today to be positive in every way. Y'all know it's time to repeat it. Let's say it again. Repeat after me. This time I really want y'all to do it. I know. So y'all think I'll be sitting up here on the radio and I just be saying stuff and I got a whole script and I'm reading. No, I know y'all. I know my listeners. We are connected. We are, even those of you who are tuned in today for the first time, I know you already. I feel you in the spirit. So when I say repeat after me, I mean open your mouth and repeat after me. Don't just laugh. Say it. I said repeat after me. No matter what anyone says about me. No matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It's the Ms. J Challenge. It takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. So why don't we develop a habit of positivity? Life and death lie in the power of your own tongue. And it's not just what you speak to other people, what you speak to and about yourself. So you have to speak life. That's why I want y'all to repeat it. Even if I got to force you to do it, you're going to go ahead and OD on positivity. Positivity is the only drug approved by God. The only drug that you can go ahead and pass out, you can distribute it, and it ain't against the law. You can get infected by it. You can go ahead and carelessly infect everybody else, and it's okay. God will actually bless you if you bless somebody with positivity. You can go ahead. It's free. Might as well give it to everybody you know. Might as well go ahead and allow them to OD on positivity. You ain't got to hide it. You ain't got to be ashamed of it. Just be positive. That's what the world needs is positivity. You will not get any drama on this show. You will not get any bad news on this show. All you would get is a big dose of positivity to help you go along your way, no matter what the day is looking like. No matter what you feel like, no matter what situations you are facing, no matter what challenges you have to overcome, you are victorious and you will make it. You will. You have to be positive about it. You have to change your perspective. It's not just talking it. It's not just seeing it and reading it every day. Some people read their Bible every day and they're still depressed. It's because their perspective has not changed. You have to acknowledge the fact. Accept what it is, but stay positive about it, know the end, and move forward. God will not take you to something if he haven't made a way for you to come through something. I'm trying to get y'all to OD on positivity. Those of you who've been with me before, y'all know how we do it in the morning. You start your day off the right way. Some of y'all that's on the West Coast, y'all just getting up, rolling over. You just still under the cover and just got the phone right by your ear, the computer right by your bed. It's okay. It's time to get up. Those of you on the East Coast, the day done already started and you sitting here dragging, still got your pajamas on, trying to go to Kroger to get you some milk. Y'all know what I'm talking about out there. We're going to OD on positivity. We're going to be the best. We're going to be the greatest no matter what the situation is, no matter what anyone says about us, no matter what anyone does to us. We're making a choice today to be positive in every way right here, Ms. J, in the morning. I'm feeling good, y'all. How y'all feeling out there? Let's get right back into some music. Here's your boy, Fred Hammond. Let's get a two-step going. I feel good.
Come on. Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Hey,
I feel good.
Come on. Show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life. Today it won't be denied. Now I realize there will be days we will feel down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on.
Don't hit me if I show it.
The joy I feel on the inside will show. come on, say you don't mind. Have a good time, and I feel good. Yeah. Come on, somebody, say it. Come on, you don't mind. It will be fine. Oh, good. He's good, but somebody praising with me. You don't mind, cause he's real good.
What it do? This is Matt, repping Harlem, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
When I became a man, I put away childish things. But before I became a man, I didn't always fit the shoes of a king. I was a child trying to find his way. And the toys I played with kept my eyes occupied and left my mind in a lustful, boyish frenzy. And my playmates had long legs, short skirts, and soft skin. And they cared enough to lie down and wallow with me often. Jezebel turned out to be my very best friend. I'd look in her eyes before ever seeing the sunrise, every time I paid her a visit and slept in. Before I became a man, I saw how God made Adam from dust. So likewise, I tried to make love out of lust. I didn't know any better. I was taught by example, let your mouth spit game, but never let your heart say much. I treated his daughters like beauty pageant contestants, and there would be zero return on their investments, and Proverbs 31 was never a criteria for my selections. Mind you, this was before I became a man. This was about the time that I took notes from a father figure who really didn't know how to be a father, go figure. About the time that mom was a punching bag because he was too afraid to take his frustrations out on the world instead by simply enduring affliction. Yet, during addiction, he could go 12 rounds against the most violent screams of, stop, stop. And he was undefeated. He always won. And I would stand in plain sight, hoping Daddy sees. Because all I could say at the time was, Daddy, please. Mom didn't deserve what she got just because she didn't satisfy Daddy's needs. Before I became a man, I would unlock Daddy's curse, free myself, and throw away Daddy's keys. I allowed anger to set up a construction company inside. And bitterness never rested. It left no time wasted. And whether Daddy loved me or not, all I could regurgitate was hatred. I became allergic to showing any form of compassion. Before I became a man, I was much shorter. Not just in height, but in spiritual insight. Because I never had a picture, nor did Pixar ever have a film to show me what God's man really looked like. But when I became a man, I learned how to love God right back. And even though I'm good at falling short of the glory, I reflect on my story, and through my praise, I'll self-publish a testimony. When I became a man, I learned how to cry. Because I'm not ashamed of my tears, neither will my fears muffle the groaning in my spirit. Since I became a man, I'm no longer afraid of the dark. I'll wrap my fingers around James 5:16, confess, pray, and heal my heart. I've discovered that there are medicinal qualities down the corridor of introspection. When I became a man, I learned how to love her. My Esther, my Ruth. I learned to honor her like she was Jesus' mother, because one day she'll be pregnant with the seed that will transport my legacy so that my God and my name would both have longevity even after they bury me. I couldn't love her before because I wasn't able. My insecurities and my perfectionism had me looking at the next best player checking in at the scorer's table. How could I possibly be her covering as an umbrella with holes in it? But I learned to love her like I ought to, because I want him to be my father and my father-in-law, since that's his daughter. When I became a man, I learned to love my brother. I'll share my heart, my hug, and my hallelujah, because a hug and a hallelujah without my heart leaves room for his spirit to respond, "I never knew you." I became a man so that until he became a man, he can see and name a man who picked up the gospel, 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 and put the toys away when I became a man.
What up, world? It's your boy, O Mobs, and you know I'm rocking with Miss J in the morning. It's oh so priceless.
Oh so priceless. Can't be bought right here, Miss J, in the morning. Right before that break, we had Fred Hammond, "I Feel Good." I feel good this morning. I feel great this morning for starting my day off the right way with you right here on Miss J in the morning. Spoken word break, "When I Became a Man." That's by Mr. Rice. Look him up on YouTube. That really hits home for me, not just talking to the men, but also the women, putting away childish things, making sure we mature and using wisdom, going after the things of God, not really searching for the material and the superficial. You know, it's okay that you have a Honda and not a Bentley. That's not what God's about. Now, he will bless you with it. It's okay if you have a Bentley, but if that's what you're striving for, you're going after the wrong thing. Now, if you've sown your seed, you've been faithful over the Honda, you've been faithful over the Geo Metro, you've been faithful over the Camry, you've been faithful over the Explorer, then he'll go ahead and push you up to something. But if you're sitting here struggling on paying $200 a month, now why are you going to get a car that's $200,000? Okay. Miss J in the morning, we OD on positivity. Monday through Friday, we are live on blogtalkradio.com/Ms J Productions, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. Only the best in inspirational music, the best in inspirational events and news, spoken word. That's how we do it right here on Miss J in the morning. I'm grateful for all of you who continue to tune in. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for the area code check-in. Y'all thought I forgot. I ain't forgot. I love y'all repping y'all city up in here. Those of you who are listening on your computer, go ahead and call in real quick. 714-816-4743. 714-816-4743. Rep your city. NorCal, y'all be having it on lock. That 209 and 916. I see you out there. Even the 510, the 310. Let's keep it going. 770-501-323-313-818-044-678-917-864-860-757. I see you too. I see all y'all out there. Thank you so much for calling in. Uh-oh, 513, I almost forgot about you. Thank you for tuning in. Those of you listening on your computer, I got a PC. HP's on lock. Shout out to my Macs, to my Dells, Acers, Gateways, tablets. If you're listening on your iPhone, your flip phone, BlackBerry. You got the BlackBerry on lock. You got the Android. Whatever it is, however you tuned in, I'm grateful for you all. We are coming to the end of the show. Oh, no. I'm telling y'all, y'all want to make sure to stay tuned. Make sure you keep it locked. Log on to MsJProductions.com. Get all the information you need about our partners, our sponsors. Shout out to Sharon Charles, head sister in charge, CEO, founding president of Tender Hands Safe Haven. Log on to TenderHandsSafeHaven.org. Advocates to getting families out of domestic violence situations. There is never an excuse for any abuse. Make sure you log on TenderHandsSafeHaven.org. Get the information you need. Donate Holidays are coming up. Families in need, need it. Log on to MissJProductions.com. Find out more information on how you can be helpful in your community, no matter where you are in the world. Links to my Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that great stuff. Ladies, we got an extra special Pumps Night Live coming up this Saturday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, an extended show, Pumps Night Live, Pumps, P-U-M-P-S. Every woman needs her pumps. She needs her purpose, her uplifting, her mentoring, her positivity, and her sisterhood. The topic this Saturday is what they really want. We'll actually have some men on air. Y'all been asking me for it. Y'all been wanting it. Men, you've been sneaking in, listening, and wanting to get in. So now it's your time. Tell everybody to tune right back here. blogtalkradio.com/MissJProductions. You can also call in again, 714-816-4743, Saturday, 7 p.m. I had y'all texting me talking about you called in, and it was because it was 7 in the morning. 7 in the morning for the morning show on Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern for the morning show. But Pumps Night Live happens Saturdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you tune in, ladies. Men, it's your time to go ahead and be bold, and you ain't got to hide on your wife or your girlfriend's or your sister's phone. Go ahead and call in on your phone. We're going to do it big. Pumps Night Live, a special extended show, what they really want, getting into the truth, not just about relationships, but about life. That's how we do it. Ms. J in the Morning, Pumps Night Live, iArtistRadio.com, Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Reverb Nation, everybody that's connected. Those of you still on LinkedIn, is anybody still on MySpace? Nobody even answered that question for me. Shout out to MySpace. I found out Black Planet is still going on. We got some crazy things going on the World Wide Web, but the best thing to do is OD on positivity no matter where you are. I want to get back into some great music as I end the show. I'm going to leave you with this. Be a believer. Believe everything that God has said to you in the beginning. Believe everything that he has put into you. Believe that God doesn't make any junk. You are not an accident, and you will have everything you're supposed to have on this day. Believe God keeps his promises. He promises to take care of all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Believe that if you delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. Believe that you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things will be added. Those are scriptures for you today. So you say, you don't know no scriptures. I just gave you a whole bunch of them. Go to Bible.com and get you some word. Get your word. Believe today you will make a choice to be positive in every way. I believe it, and I love it. Here's my favorite artist, Molly Music, a new track on this day, Believer. I love you, and I'll talk to you in the morning. Mwah.
CDs are selling out. They sing the songs with us. I can't believe.